Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Another beautiful day, another one tomorrow, but Thursday and Friday we're going to finally see some rain, although it's been almost 2 weeks now without. So on today's program, the group behind the Michigan billboard that announced You Don't Need God, now involved in another controversy as the owner of the venue cancels their event featuring best-selling atheism author Richard Dawkins, which was set for tomorrow. The owner saying that he doesn't want to be associated with his atheist philosophy. I'll talk to the head of CFI Michigan. And should medical facilities in Michigan be donating their unused drugs to the needy? A state lawmaker thinks so, and he's introducing a bill to create just such a system. I'll talk to him about that. But first, we could completely do away with our state gas tax of 19 cents a gallon by simply raising our sales tax by 1 cent. That's what a state lawmaker says, and he's proposing that we do just that to fund road repairs in Michigan. To talk about the idea, I'm joined by the sponsor of the bill, Republican State Senator Howard Walker from Traverse City. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. How are you today?
Very good. You know, some might be surprised that we can cut 19 cents off a gallon of gas in Michigan by increasing our sales tax by a single cent. Can you break down the numbers about how much money does the gas tax bring in, and how much would the sales tax increase generate?
You're correct, Mike. I'll just recap the proposal. Currently, we've got a 19 cents per gallon that the state charges tax on gasoline and 15 cents on diesel fuel. And you're also correct in saying that it equals about a 1% sales tax. So if we were to eliminate the gas tax at 19 cents, the diesel tax at 15 cents, and raise the sales tax by 1 cent, it's revenue neutral. And I apologize. I knew you were going to ask me the totals when I got on the air, and I those numbers escaped me.
But
We ran it by our Senate fiscal people, and I was very careful to make sure that this proposal was revenue neutral.
Now, I know that the Michigan fuel tax basically brings in over $900 million, but one estimate I saw said that doing this 1 cent increase on the sales tax instead would generate $70 million more dollars than we're generating now. Do you expect to have more money coming in, and would all that money go to road repairs?
You know, I don't, and I've heard that from other sources. Anywhere from 70 to 100 million extra dollars would be generated, and my suspect is that when they're doing their calculations, they're also applying revenue that would be generated through the current use tax at 6%. Let's say if you stay at a motel overnight, they charge 6%. It looks like a sales tax because it's 6%, but it's really a use tax. And my proposal does not include the use tax, so my proposal really is revenue neutral.
You know, the idea of raising the sales tax has been considered before. Some said it would have easily resolved our budget deficit without major cuts. What about the political environment in Lansing right now? Do you think, even though you say this is net revenue neutral, do you think raising the sales tax in any way is something that lawmakers are willing to consider?
I think once they understand that this is revenue neutral and that we're not raising taxes on Michigan citizens, but what we are doing is providing a more appropriate and reliable and steady revenue for maintaining our roads, I think, one, the legislators will see the merits in it, and two, this is an issue that's going to have to go before the voters because the 6% sales tax is in our Constitution, and that takes a vote of the Michigan citizens to change that. So not only would the legislators have to think it's a good idea, but the citizens of Michigan would have to think it's a good idea, too.
My understanding is that as you said, the voters would have to approve, and then two-thirds of the House and Senate would also have to agree and vote for this for this increase in the sales tax. That sounds like a pretty insurmountable set of hurdles. Do you think that type of proportion of a vote will actually occur? You'd get that level of support in both the House and Senate?
I think it can happen. I wouldn't have introduced it if I didn't think that it didn't have merit and that it couldn't gain support, I think that folks are going to have to, folks, either citizens and legislators, are going to have to get comfortable with the idea. They're going to have to see numbers coming from their fiscal analysis people to ensure that it is revenue neutral. But mm-hmm. I think when you start looking at it and the citizens start realizing that this is an immediate 20-cent decrease at the pumps or relief at the gas pumps, I think that will sound appealing. And also, with the prospects of Michigan's economy improving, that now our road maintenance revenue is tied to our economy. So as our economy improves, our roads will get used more. They're going to need more maintenance, and it's more of an appropriate revenue source to keep our roads maintained.
I mean, this idea of addressing our gas tax here in Michigan, either raising it or adjusting it somehow, has been around for a while. What triggered you to bring this bill up at this time?
Well, I've had a lot of discussions with my local road commissioners up in northern Michigan. I represent Traverse City to Sault Ste. Marie, and I think the same discussions go on around the whole state. I campaigned on not raising taxes, but I recognize the need to maintain our roads, and I wanted to help in that area. So we've been brainstorming this idea, and like you said, it's been talked about before, but let's put it down on paper and get it out there so that we can have a good discussion and hopefully generate that interest to get to this, what I consider a more appropriate and reliable revenue stream for maintaining our roads.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Howard Walker of Traverse City about his idea of getting rid of the gas tax and replacing it with a 1 cent increase in the sales tax. Now, Governor Rick Snyder is expected to lay out his goal for road funding in a presentation this month. Do you expect him to address your proposal, and have you gotten any reaction from the administration so far?
I have not received any feedback from the administration on this yet. I'm hopeful that the governor's proposal on infrastructure might address some of our funding needs for our road system in Michigan. And you never know. Maybe it'll include something along the lines of what I'm proposing. But I have not seen the proposal yet. And the governor will not be introducing a bill. He'll be making a proposal to the legislature, of course. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to working with the administration on what we can do to improve our roads. But on the other hand, I don't think now is an appropriate time to be raising taxes during a recession either.
When it comes to the state's funding of roads, how would you say funding has dropped off? About how much over the recent years?
You know, I don't have concrete numbers on that either, but we did do our research, and you know, you have more fuel-efficient cars on the road now. You have hybrid cars on the road now that are using way less gas and more electricity, and you have all-electric cars on the road now. Plus, you have cars that are going to natural gas, which is a lot cheaper per BTU than gasoline is, too. So this is a revenue issue because we have less cars on the road that are using gasoline. Plus, they're getting better mileage. But you also have these cars on the road that are beating up the road. So this is also a way to address that.
A Republican State Senator Howard Walker of Traverse City, thank you very much for joining me.
You betcha, Mike. Thank you.